Good morning and welcome to our 10 at 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next three breaths, then let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. And breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing breath of God. Hold. Gently. Next, bring your attention into your heart space, to the sanctuary of the soul, the monastery of the spirit, that hub of life. Just be grateful for how unconsciously the heart operates, circulating and eliminating all that needs around the body. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be consciously intentional. We have 9 or so minutes. We are communing with the ground of our being, and not disturbed or distracted by other foods. Hold. Gently, slowly release. This morning, I'm sharing from Psalm 107, from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. We give thanks to you, who are the source of love, whose light shines forth throughout the universe. Come, awaken our hearts that we might do your work. For without you, we can do nothing. It is your love that loves through us. Gather us in from all the lands, from the east and the west, from the south and the north, that all who are hungry and thirsty, whose souls are faint within them, cry out to the most merciful, to give them succor, to nourish them with healing love. For fear cannot live where love, grace, and gentleness abide. Enter into the great silence, where you may hear the voice of the beloved, who satisfies the hungry soul, and quenches the thirsty with streams of living water. Yes, attune yourselves to the small, still voice within. Stay true to your heart's center. For through your inner being, truth and wisdom are heard. The resource to break all bonds is found there too. Has no one ever told you that the truth is written on the scrolls of your heart? that the Beloved dwells therein. O peoples of the light, awaken to the knowledge that lives within you. Come out of the darkness and gloom. Break through the fears that hold you prisoner. Do you not know your destiny is to be a light unto the world, a bearer of peace and harmony? O let your light shine as the very ray of the Radiant One's own light. And know yourself. Let your aim be to recognize who you are. Aspire to live as sons and daughters of divine love, to enshrine the earth with divinity, to honor all relationships as sacred, and to live in peace and in balance with all living things. Acknowledge the sacredness of every path, albeit different from your own. In this way, you honor the great mystery of the wonder of all life. Remember always to offer grateful hearts in thanksgiving to the one who lives among us. O divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we consciously commune with you in the silence within our own being, the silence within our own heart, the silence within our own spirit. We are so grateful for the awareness of your presence that is within, your presence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. We are so grateful for the awareness that is your life that quickens, renews, restores, and replenishes us. We are so grateful for the understanding, the acceptance, and the belief that we are the divine sons and daughters of the Most High and Innermost God. We are so grateful for your blessings that flow unstintingly, unconditionally, and unceasingly to us, as we through belief open up our awareness, our quality of faith, that supreme power that affirms that eternal, unchanging life force that is your spirit within us, blessing us, healing us, renewing us, restoring us, prospering us. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. As the psalmist said, let us be light bearers in the world. Let us be light bearers in our family, in our friends. Let us be light bearers in our community, our nation, our country, so that it may ripple out to bring light to those areas that are so dark. It feels at times as if it will overwhelm us, but we know that as we light a small match in a darkened room, that small light can make the difference. Let us make the difference whenever we can, wherever we are, to be light bearers at this time. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, there's so many situations, conditions, crises, man-made or otherwise, that are happening across our world at this time. Too numerous to mention or name by one. But we surrender our world. We surrender all the inhabitants, two-legged, four-legged, hoofed, finned, winged, and our beautiful planet. We surrender it right now, knowing and remembering that yours is the life that animates in and through all of life. Divine, beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. We hold in our house those who have no one to pray for them. We know that there is nowhere where you are not. So we include their needs amongst our own, amongst that we are praying for the world. That every individual may receive all that they are seeking within their heart. For there is enough in our world for every man's need. Let us, who are so fortunate to live where we have electricity and water and food in abundance, remember those for whom it is scarce. Let us be mindful that the world's resources do not belong only to us in the West, but is there for all of humankind. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, for anything and everything that I may have failed to speak to ask for or request, I know that you already know what we have need of, even before we have need of it. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our prayer of attention. Repeat after me, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within
and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating
brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love
of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing
unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.